This is a continuation of a audio that I began and shared via Audioboo, and it concerns the internal affairs of Audioboo. So if you're interested in the internal affairs of Audioboo, listen on. Otherwise, you may be bored out of your head, because it's all about the minute detail of what might get lost if a certain thing happens. Well, I was talking responding to Ian Cath in Brisbane in Australia, whose views I respect highly and whose audios I love a lot. Ian has got a trouble himself with his draft audioboos, and the first part of this audioboo relates to the worry that I have, the anxiety that I have, that I might lose an awful lot of draft audioboos. Just to put it even further in context, it has happened to me before. I lost about 70 of them with one click on one occasion. That's a story that's too painful to really tell in full, because it gives me absolutely no satisfaction to blame anybody else except myself. So as far as I'm concerned, I am walking on ice in relation to the Audioboo, the new Audioboo updated app, because I am quite worried that I will lose precious stuff. And I'm almost afraid to do what I feel is the sensible thing. The sensible thing, I think, to do is to quickly upload every single one of the draft Audioboos that I have off my iPhone straight to Audioboo, never mind how unpleasant it would be for anybody else to suddenly get their timeline inundated with about 60 audios from me, which they couldn't possibly want to listen to. But I would then actually have them on the Audioboo website, and once they're on the Audioboo website, I could then delete them or fiddle with them or listen to them back myself, because there's no way I'm going to listen to all 70 of them in one go and decide then to share them all. I mean, the most I would do is I would play one of them back on a day and share it. But since I'm feeling so vulnerable and worried about the possibility that something will happen in relation to the Audioboo application, I'm actually so worried about the software and so worried about the small team of people at Audioboo being completely overwhelmed and having a different, you know, not having the capacity to prioritize, you know, this issue. I mean, to be honest, you know, draft Audioboos are unlikely to be, you know, on the top page of priorities every morning. Sorting out the software in relation to draft Audioboos is unlikely to be at the top of the software agenda in Audioboo as its new owners prepare to float. That's I don't want to get drawn into that whole issue to do with the corporate affairs of Audioboo, because I find it too interesting, and I would probably not make audio about anything else if I got involved in thinking about what's going on. But just a small little aside, I'm fascinated by the fluctuating colours of Audioboo, the tonal differences that there are. Yet another, let me call it an innovation, differentiation, whatever language I suppose it could be called, inconsistency, about the most recent iteration of the company. You know, I just have to say with wry amusement, I have to declare an interest. I work in the area of branding, business branding, and I would have very strong views on the importance of colour and what colour means in relation to your brand. And I'd belong to the school that would say don't fiddle with Mickey Mouse's ears. but that's another story. Back to Ian Cath. Ian, look, all I can do is empathise. I'm completely as vulnerable as you are in the situation. And I do hope that you get the support that you have said in your audio that you're going to look for from Audioboo support. For all I know, Audioboo support are incredibly good. I entirely and utterly can conceive that Audioboo support is wonderfully good. I'm just of the mentality that says, I actually don't want support. I actually want the thing to not need support. I mean, I'm really very naive and on this. I actually just want it all to work. I don't want people to dig me out of a hole. I actually dislike it, and I have it with my own website. I have to contact Squarespace and have contacted Squarespace. And they're terribly, terribly helpful people. But every time I do contact Squarespace in relation to my website, I wish I didn't have to do it. So it's not peculiar to any one company. But I have a peculiar affection for audio and a peculiar attachment to audio. And I watch other people having what I regard as a peculiar and, you know, totally understandable attachment to audio. Anyway, there we are. By going off into saying things like this, I'm sublimating my own anxiety. There is absolutely no doubt that I'm very, very bothered and worried. And I do hope, like Ian Cath does and everybody else does, that that I will re-find the kind of confidence I had when I started off as a very, very naive and inexperienced lover of the technology called Audioboo. Cheerio for now. Bye-bye. Yes, and I'd carry on driving towards Limerick, which is 55 kilometres away. Carrickmacnish is close by. There's a woman called Clune who's standing for Europe. She's got a couple of posters here on the side. She's had two. She's now got four. She must have stacks of money. My God, she must have stacks of money. She's got more posters here. Well, nobody else's poster is up here except, hang on, somebody who has less money. A woman called Dawson, Kay Dawson, looking for a vote. I love it. I absolutely love it when I see women looking for votes. I love women going up for election. I don't care what they're going up for election for, but I love women going up for election. Bye.